Farm Talk, I'm Mick Kerr. At Farm Fest, we're broadcasting from the GANAG booth. And, of course, this morning, a U.S. House Agriculture Committee hearing, a field hearing on the Farm Bill. And what you're going to hear in the next hour is absolutely none of the 11 congressmen who are sitting at the front of the table, except for the two from North Dakota and South Dakota. South Dakota's Congressional Representative Kristi Noem started off with,
"And my whole life and passion is agriculture. I took over as general manager of our 10,000-acre farm and cow-calf operation when my dad was killed in an accident at the age of 49. So we got hit with death taxes at that time, and it got me passionate about making sure that we had people who understood agriculture representing us in Washington, D.C. Now, in the House, there's 435 members, but there's less than 36 people who represent rural districts. So we have to educate a lot of people in the House of Representatives about agriculture and how important it is. And I talk about it from a national security standpoint, that if this country doesn't feed ourselves, then we're dependent on another country and then they control us. So it's important we get a good, strong farm bill. I served on the Ag Committee during the last farm bill. Now I serve on Ways and Means, which has jurisdiction over taxes and trade, and so we're active making sure that we open up new markets as well. So thank you for letting me be here today."
And North Dakota's Congressman Kevin Cramer.
"Sitting at this table are some of my very best friends in Congress. I was elected in 2012 and came that year that one of the first things that we did in Congress was kill a farm bill, which I didn't know was possible. And it was perhaps my worst day in the last 5 years, but we've had so many good ones since as we recovered from that, passed one, and I would just echo that these gentlemen and ladies sitting at this table are first and foremost advocates for eating and growing food, and we work on it together. Kristi made the very important point, and it's hard to stress how important this is. Not only are there fewer of us by far who represent agrarian districts, there get to be fewer of us with every census. And so the importance of a coalition cannot be overstressed. And so with that, I look forward to hearing from the experts in the field."
And then we got a welcome from Farm Bureau and Farmers Union.
"Most certainly, the most important thing people we want to thank is the chairman and ranking member for bringing this hearing to this show and to this area of the country. They are here to hear your voice. And this is our time. We have a lot of wonderful people in place here and in the Department of Agriculture and across in the cabinet that understand and wants to do the right thing for rural America and for agriculture. And it is our time to have our voice heard. So thank you so much, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Ranking Member, for being here. And thank you for being an American farmer, because I'm so proud to represent you each and every day. Welcome to this great festival, and welcome to this great exercise here that we call being an American citizen."
Kevin Papp, president of Minnesota Farm Bureau.
"Well, per the chairman's request, I won't thank you for helping reconnect the disconnect with agriculture. It's already been made. Certainly, there's a lot of people that don't understand. Our connection with agriculture, farmers and ranchers, is food. So let's keep the food still in the farm bill. Make sure we make that connection. Other thing is the weather. We appreciate the weather today, but we can't control the weather. We've got to have risk management tools in the farm bill. Crop insurance, revenue insurance. Personally, I was involved in a hailstorm this year where we lost the corn and the bean crop on one farm. And it's that crop insurance. I'm not going to make any money at that this year, but I'm going to be able to farm again next year because of those risk management tools. So do what we can not to harm, save what we can, but also help us make that connection. We've got a lot of financial stress out there in agriculture right now. We got low prices. The way to raise low prices is to increase demand. Trade is not the biggest part of the farm bill, but it's a big part of agriculture. So continue to help us with trade. We're fortunate. We can grow more than we can use. We need that 96% of the world as our market. You can't do trade without transportation. Not something maybe in this committee, but things you can do in Congress. Help us to get it to those markets. The last thing I would just ask is help us to understand how important not only things like this today are, but for those farmers and ranchers to share their story with their members of Congress, but also their other families, for those that aren't in those 35 or 36 districts. So again, thank you for that. We appreciate it. We know that we've got a lot of commodities in this state, in this country. Time is the most precious commodity. I won't say thank you for your time because the chairman asked me not to.
Gary Wordish, president of Minnesota Farmers Union.
I will waste a little bit of my time to thank the committee and thank the chairman for being here. So it's very important to be here, and I liked your comment earlier, and we visited earlier too, about you're here to listen. We want to thank you for coming out here and listening to these are the real people, the people that you're affecting, the people that the everything you do there does affect. The Farm Bill is probably the most important piece of legislation for rural, not only farmers. It's a safety net for farmers, but it's a safety net for rural America. It's a safety net for America, for the food security. So very thank you for coming out here. And Minnesota Farmers Union, we just completed about 16 rural discussion voices sessions around the state listening. And the Farm Bill was obviously a very, you know, came to the top. You know, we need the safety net, we need conservation programs, we need all that type of stuff. But a few things I want to bring up. Mr. Evans made the comment, Congressman Evans made the comment about consumers. The nutrition title came up in every one of our meetings. The importance of the nutrition title. In the last Farm Bill, there was an attempt to remove the nutrition title from the bill. I'd encourage all of you not to hold tight, and it's very important to keep that in there. One of the ministers of nutrition program within the state of Minnesota, he said the average length of stay of a person on the food stamp, formerly food stamp, now the SNAP program, is 9 months. And of that 9 months, the majority of those people got put in that situation for either a health care issue or a loss of a job. And I saw this morning in a news clip, there was a recent study that shows there is a higher percentage of rural people using the SNAP program than there are urban. So it's very important to keep that in the program. The other parts that came up, rural development, how important rural development is to be needed to stay in the program in the Farm Bill. In that, you got all the small towns and communities that are able to access programs there. Broadband is a huge issue. We got an example of one of the meetings that we conducted in the, I better move on. But anyway, then the other issue I do want to talk about is health care. That came up in every meeting. You know, everything we're talking about today, if we don't get some prices on the farm, we're going to lose farmers, we're going to have another washout in agriculture. We are faced with a crisis. So on top of that, health care needs to get figured out. You got a lot of people, everybody can't work off the job to get health care. It's just a huge cost, and people are tired of politics playing, legislators playing politics with our health care. It's time to go back. With the recent failure in the Senate, we're hoping that the House, you guys go back. You sit down and work together. It's an issue. We can work on it. We can fix it. There's things that can be done. Take the politics out of it. Everybody in this room is affected by health care. And I know it's not part of the Ag Committee, but it's an issue you all need to work on. And as I said, take the politics out of it. Let's get it figured out. Sit down and do something.
Highlights from the U.S. Congressional Farm Bill field hearing at FarmFest today in southern Minnesota at Redwood Falls.